Welcome to My Two Cents with Ellis Rodriguez. And right off the bat, I know you could tell something's different about this episode, right? That's right. Your boy's rocking the contact lenses finally. And you was expecting me to be black and white, but not in a black and white episode. And that's because we reviewing WandaVision episode one of the first season. Marvel fans have been fiending for more MCU content, just like Trump is fiending for attention, and we finally get it with that WandaVision, and it's straight fire. I know all the fanboys and girls that live in the deep cuts are enjoying the episodes that we got so far, but all my friends that just the muggles, the civilians, you know what I mean, the people that don't read comic books, that never spent no time in the 616, they looking at this episode like, what is happening? Now, there's a lot of YouTube videos out there that will explain to you all the details that you're missing, all right? So I just want to talk about all the questions that my friends and FanBam asked me when they watched the episodes, which means I'm finna talk WandaVision and about everything that happens on the show, so I'm finna spoil the hell out of it. And if you keep watching this video, you about to get butt hurt if you don't want to get spoiled, and then you're going to leave it in the comments, and guess what? I'm not going to give two shits. You can kiss my caramel colored ass because I just gave you 6 spoiler alerts. And don't come crying to me. Go crying to your mama, all right? And I'm finna be in that bed with her, playing with her belly button, all right? So here's to all the questions that my friends and FanBam asked me. Season 1, WandaVision, Episode 1, let's go.
This episode of My Two Cents with Ellis Rodriguez was brought to you by TBTB12. Will the real Tom Brady please stand up?
All right, the number one question that everybody asked me when they saw the first episode of WandaVision is very simply 3 letters. WTF. Why is the show this way? What is happening? Look, and I can answer this very, very simply, but we got to do a little bit of history, all right? Comic books are just a medium to tell stories, and they used to have all kinds of stories in them. Used to have westerns, mysteries, thrillers, romances, but then came Superman, along came Batman, along came Spider-Man, the X-Men. Next thing you know, the only thing that anybody would buy was superheroes. Exact same thing has happened to big blockbuster movies, right? Superheroes came into the industry and they taken over. I don't think Marvel's in the business of telling comic book movies anymore. I think they're past that phase. Comic book movie is when you meet a person, they get superpowers, then they find another person with similar superpowers, and then they fight, but they win because they're the good guy. And people was giving Marvel a bunch of shit about this, like all your movies are the same because the same formula. Well, that's because Stan Lee invented all this stuff, and Stan Lee kept doing the same formula. It worked over and over, so he kept doing it. As comic books mature, and now as these movies mature, you're going to be able to spend time with characters in their element, right? So if you're watching a show about WandaVision, don't worry. When Wanda is in a big movie, she's just going to be in the movie, doing the movie stuff, using the powers and blowing stuff up. Okay, calm down. But if you were going to watch a story about Wanda, let's think about her. She is a super powerful Omega level mutant, and she uses magic, and she's in love with a synthetic human made of vibranium, an artificial intelligence that used to talk to Tony, and an Infinity Stone. What is the sentence that I just said? It's weird. So if you're watching a show about Wanda, it's gonna be weird. But the show's doing a really good job of letting us see what it's like to kind of live in their world, all right? And that's what the show is doing too good, very, really, really well. And what was this episode about? It establishes that they went to Westview, or, you know, that's where they're staying. And when does this happen? It doesn't happen in the 60s. All right, it's because she's aware of the things that have kind of happened before, and Wanda seems vaguely like they're trying to hide who they are from the rest of the town and trying to fit in, right? So we know it's now. All right, the big questions that we should have is how is this all happening? Number 2, how is Vision alive? because last time we seen him in his indestructible head get destroyed. But now suddenly your boy is back, all right? And the number one thing that we should all take from this, aren't they sweet together? Like, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but like when I seen in the Avengers that Black Widow and Bruce Banner was somehow, you know, doing a wild thing, I'm like, but how did that happen all off screen? It didn't even make no sense. I can't really see them two characters, you know, getting it in, you know, doing it froggy style or whatever. Doing the Italian Stallion. That's when you beat it up for 15 rounds. If you watching a show about Wanda's, it's gonna be about romance and her love with Vision, and it's finna be weird. That is what you just saw. And everybody complaining about it too. There's 9 episodes of this. They're gonna be of varying lengths. I think only the first 2 episodes are gonna be in black and white. So when we all look back on the whole mystery of the whole thing, sitting through 40 minutes of black and white is not gonna be that bad of a, you know, not that big of a deal. Alright? Calm down. So now that you know why the show is weird, let's just go over what we know. We know it's happening now. We know it's in a weird place, pocket dimension where everybody's like in the 60s, but apparently not racist somehow. That's how you know it's not reality, okay? And we know somehow Vision is back alive, and Vision has an intact stone in his forehead, whatever's happening, he's confused. He's kind of going along with it. So there's some kind of magic trance everybody's in. But he also is kind of maybe figuring out, you know, he's a robot, so he's probably going to figure some stuff out like that. And then right at the end, somebody's watching this on television, and they're from S.W.O.R.D. S.W.O.R.D. is the new S.H.I.E.L.D. It's just a big government secret agency that Nick Fury was on in the last thing when he was like on the beach, but he was on his big base. That's probably S.W.O.R.D.'s head base, right? Ooh, look out for Agnes, because the neighbor, she's too good. She's too good, she's too funny, she's pushing too much action, you know? So I think she's gonna be real, real, real important at the end about, she's gonna be a major player. And pay attention to the commercials too, these weird, like commercials that they're doing. I think that's gonna be another puzzle piece at the end to kind of uncovering the mystery of what's going on. And my best guess is, I mean, Wanda is weird. She can change reality with her powers. She's just been through a lot, and I'm guessing that there wasn't any good TV in Sokovia, so she grew up watching like old sitcoms and I don't know. Wanda's weird. The show is weird, which is perfect. And everybody acting in it is great. So watch the show. I'm going to be doing a review on every single episode. It's literally just answering the questions that everybody texts me. But I will also answer any questions, comments, concerns, gripes, or complaints that you have. And if you have a different topic that you want my 2 cents on, put it in the comments below. My name is Ellis Rodriguez. That is the show. Good deuces.
Melida, I'm leaving.
No.
No. Yes.